Snow happens in most every part of the country every year. Western New York is intimately familiar with this, typically getting buried with lake effect snow off Lake Erie. This weekend, the region saw one of the most extreme snowfalls on record. 6.5 feet buried the area around Buffalo. Removing the snow has been a monumental effort. So now we're going to hear from one of the people charged with the job of plowing the streets. Paul Wright is a snow plow driver in Lackawanna. He decided to live stream his snow plowing adventures on YouTube.
Hey, if any of you guys know how to do a snow dance to stop it from snowing, feel free. You could do that and I'll return the favor somehow.
That man, Paul Wright, joins us now. Hi, Paul.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
So you're out on the roads right now. Talk to me about how bad the snow is and how it compares to a few days ago.
The snow really isn't too bad. The snow actually started on Thursday night. By Friday morning, the snow was about 12 to 16 inches deep, and it was on the borderline of getting out of control in the amount that we were getting per hour. The snow finally settled down on Sunday to just some passing snow showers. And as of Monday and as of this morning, we've had sunny skies and temperatures close to 40. So we're concentrating on just picking up the snow and actually moving it to spots so that we can get our streets open back up and get things back to normal.
Okay, now you've been through many snowstorms, I imagine. You just said it was bordering out of control. Tell me about that. What did it feel like? And were you working in the middle of that?
Yes, I worked right through the whole snow event. The snow might look like it's horrifying and scary, but realistically, I've been through so many snow plowing events. I don't want to say it's an everyday occurrence, but it's just something we get used to. We deal with it, and in another couple days, it'll be just a memory.
Now, we've seen a few people die from a heart attack from shoveling snow on their own property during this snowstorm. What are your recommendations to people as they deal with this?
In regards to that, we call it heart attack snow, and especially with the seniors, a lot of the seniors, they just don't want to see the snow on their driveway for whatever reason. They just want it cleared. So they go out and they just keep working at it. I wouldn't recommend that at all. Just let it pile up and hopefully you can get a neighbor to help you out. That might be some advice.
And Lackawanna is just a couple miles from Buffalo where you are now. Tell me about your live streaming of your snow plowing on YouTube. Why did you start that?
I just wanted to show people what it might be like if you're not from the area or familiar with the snow, just so you can see the adventures that I'm having, if you would consider that to be fun.
Okay, so I want to know what some of those adventures are.
Just trying to help people out. And also other adventures would be trying to find open gas stations.
What's been the reaction to your live stream? Have you heard from people maybe even in your area or outside who are watching?
Yes. I like to connect with people through YouTube. The funniest thing I could tell you was I had a gentleman on there and he was from Jamaica watching me snowplow. So I got a kick out of that driving around and made me really happy thinking about it, saying, I wish I was down there with you guys having fun instead of playing with the snow. But I asked for it, so.
That may be one place that's never received snow.
I don't know. If I put contracts to Jamaica to go snowplowing, it'd probably snow down there.
There you go. Well, we are going to keep watching you on YouTube. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you guys.
That's Paul Wright of Paul Wright Lawns.